Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, Dr. Brian Paris answers the question, how does an office worker mitigate lower back pain?
Thank you for asking that question, because back pain is the most prevalent condition that I've seen over the last 20 years. It seems to just be getting worse, and it's not an age-related thing. It's, you know, I've seen more youth athletes experiencing low back pain and just people experiencing low back pain in general. I think culturally, we sit too much. We don't move our hips enough, and we don't walk enough. We also, I'm gonna keep focusing on all the negative crap. And we, you know, we wear shoes from such a young age, and we don't even use our feet. So let's, and in addition, so I'm gonna go above and below the low back. All right. So breath becomes important. Core strength becomes important. Flexibility is important. Mechanics and the way you walk and move is important. So let's start with the feet. And I want to really have our audience be able to leave with some tips. So your low back touches the floor through your feet. Right. So if you're constantly in shoes, you're not getting to use the musculature and the true support framework that your body was designed to use to stand and even lift yourself out of a chair. Yeah, you got to use your butt muscles and leg muscles, but your feet are what are on the floor and planting there. So the first thing I'll give the audience is take off your shoes, take a piece of paper off your pad and start crumpling that piece of paper with your feet. If you can do that and become a paper crumpling ninja with your feet, then that, you know, that's just a starting point. In your exercise programs, really focus on mobility for the hips, the most important thing. And then while you're focusing on hip mobility, really engage the core. So how do you engage the core? The core really starts with the diaphragm. If you guys could see me, you can't, but we're voice recording only. The core is a 360-degree hoop around the middle of your body, below your chest and above your pelvis. And it's comprised of the diaphragm, which is up top, the muscles that you can see if you have a 4, 6, 8, or no pack. Those are your rectus abdominis. It actually includes the transverse abdominis, which goes parallel to the floor through your body. It includes the low back muscles in the back. And lastly, the pelvic floor. So, you know, we're working our way up. So let's talk about flexibility. So I jumped forward to what the core is. So when you look at the hips are designed to be flexible in multiple ranges of motion. It's a ball and socket joint. But the more we sit, and the more we stay in sedentary positions, the less flexibility we have in our hips. When we have less flexibility in our hips, it has to move above or below. So that's why back pain and secondarily knee pain are the most common conditions that I've treated over the last 20 years. So when the hips don't move, the low back moves too much, the knees move too much, and then they wear down and they get arthritis, and then you're stuck with arthritis. And that's a degrading process or a degenerative process. So the key is to stabilize and work on core strength, very important, not just sit-ups, but 360 degrees of core strength, using the feet and creating mobility for the hips. Perhaps in another or our next podcast, we could work on breathing techniques. The last and most important thing, not just for back pain, also for your general health and dealing with emotional stress as well, because any pain that you have, chronic or immediate, has an emotional component. The access to dealing with your emotions in the immediate sense is not in your brain. It's through your belly breath. So belly breathing, and we'll definitely circle back to this later. And if you want more information on belly breathing, just drop me an email or click on the show notes here, and we can connect you to some of our breathing programs to help you with that.